We'll go back here again, Danny. You talked about a contractor that you left your dad and
Yes.
you wanted to get your certificate. So you went to what? Who was the other contractor?
J.W. Cunningham. John William Cunningham.
And
They were
where?
from Carrick. I spent about 6 years with them,
With
but
them?
yeah.
And did you work throughout Donegal or did you go all over?
I was down in Sligo and I was in Leitrim with them as well. What's there? I was in Sligo, went down like to build an extension onto a tech down in Sligo, and then we went from there to Manor Hamilton and Leitrim. And I never forget Manor Hamilton. I was staying in a house like they owned a great big joinery shop. They were the foremost joiners like in Sligo, Donegal or Leitrim at the time. Like, they had the biggest joinery shop. They were the name of Hazlett's. And I was staying in the house like that, a big house. And they used to keep three or four of us like at a time. She was a good landlady. The only thing is, she would say the rosary every night before we went out.
A long rosary at
Oh, there were a time of year, and she used to say the 15 Dickets
Oh my
steady.
good God, almighty. You'd need to sneak out the back door, I think.
So when I came home, my mother was a wild woman for these 15 Dickets, So I got on my knees, and in the middle of the rosary, she says to me, she says, "Where did you learn the 15 Dickets?" She says to me, "I was about a year and a half saying them before that."
Maybe that was a part of your apprenticeship.
Well, I was just staying there, but the tech was about 2 minutes walk away from it, and the tech was built, and I left it then, and I came back to Donegal here, and that was the time I finished up with a contractor, and they gave me that certificate at that time. I
Would
couldn't.
that be a 7-year apprenticeship?
No, it was a 5-year
5-year,
apprenticeship at
great.
that time, yes. But now for their apprenticeship, they go to school and everything in between.
That's
There
right,
was
yeah.
none of that then.
No.
It was all hard graft, But the only thing, was that I was at that new girls' school in Letterkenny. And he said to me, he says, "I'm told that you done some stonework." There were a lot of cut stone in that school. I says, "I done stonework all right." Well, he says, I'm going to put you in with this man here," he says. Well, I says, "That man has a good knowledge. He seems to have a good knowledge. His work looks very good, and I don't know if I'll be able to come up to that man's standard." I told him the truth, what I thought and felt myself. And they were all right, they would listen to you. And they were a very good foreman there. He was born in Annagry and he was raised in Gedor. And he was a great man about football. And I was telling him, played football down in Marygellan. And I says, "I didn't do anything for about a fortnight with all the kicks I got."
What was his name, Danny?
He was Duffy, Tony Duffy. He died there about a year and a half ago. He lived in Kilmacrennan.
Oh, I remember him.
You remember him?
Yeah, I
Yes.
do.
Well,
I
Tony
met him.
was a very good man. Tony helped me well there. Because when I went to that job in the school, it was all block work. But then there were a whole front, and it was cut stone.
Stonework, right.
But I remember, I read, I used to have books on brickwork, and I learned the bonds, I learned Flemish bond, garden wall bond, and or another bond, or different bonds, I can't remember them all now, but there were a bond called herringbone bond, you know. So I learned a bit about them. So when I went in on that heavy block work, like there were walls there, you see, they were carrying concrete roofs, like, you know, or big heavy walls, or some of them 18-inch walls, you know, and there were some of them like, some of them were 9-inch walls at that time. But the main wall outside, like, would have been a 14-inch wall and a 9-inch wall with a cavity, you know.
Well, you were seeing the change now from stonework to blockwork.
Yes.
You know, times were changing and...
Yes.
Stone was being left aside, like, and...
Stone was being left aside, yeah, because it was too costly to build. The block was speedier, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
With insulation in between and the cavity and...
Well, the insulation didn't come at that time.
No, much later.
Much later. Like, when I built my own house, like, there was no insulation, or very little. But I think it was money-wise, like, you know, that I put in no insulation, like, in this house. I put it all, I pumped it afterwards,
aye,
like, you know.
Yeah.
And insulated the attic very well. But anyway, I went in on that block work there, like, and I was able to do this bonding, like, you know, and there were old-fashioned boys from Letterkenny there, like, and when I started there, like, they wouldn't let on, they would see you, like, you know, you're a countryman, suppose you come from the bog, you know. I says, I know where you people live in Letterkenny, I says, unless you haven't got farms, you just don't have much else, you know, and they wouldn't be happy with us. Well, a lot of them were living in tenement houses, like,
yeah,
you know, and they had nothing. Mm. You know, they had no plots of bog, they had nothing.
No.
You know.
Whereas you had plots of land and...
Yes, and bog.
And bog and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I mean, my life was a very interesting life, like, you know.
Well, the work took you around and you met a lot of people.
Yes, I met a lot of people. But after a while, then people all started to talk to me then, like, mm-hmm, you know. I mean, I wasn't 3 months there when I was as
you
good
got,
as...
You got to know everyone.
I got courage as well.
Confidence, yeah.
Confidence in myself. And I could build just as well as them,
of
like,
course,
you know.
You could.